The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new investigation has revealed the extent of the Kinahan property empire in Dubai. It also shows the efforts made by the crime gang to sell off properties following those US sanctions in 2022. The leaked data, which was a result of a six-month probe, paints a stark picture of Dubai, a city which offers refuge to gangsters, fraudsters and corrupt public figures who are trying to avoid attention. Joining me now to talk about this is Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent for the Irish Times, who has the story on the front page of that paper today. Conor, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
This is a big investigation, not just the Irish Times, but many journalistic colleagues across the globe.
That's right. 74 media outlets across 56 countries, I believe, working from millions of documents of leaked data regarding Dubai property, which, as you said there, paints a picture of the city, not necessarily a flattering one, of one that offers refuge to drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and basically anyone else who wants to stay below the radar and keep their money hidden from the authorities in their home countries, as well, of course, as a lot of celebrities and, you know, billionaires kind of all living side by side there in the United Arab Emirates city.
Yeah, people like Andrew Tate, who is criticised for his misogyny and other activities. Some of the Mugabe family, the despot, now deceased from Zimbabwe. All sorts of people have sought refuge there and seem to be able to live in comfort without any hassle from the authorities.
That's certainly been the case until now. You know, there's a reason people tend to choose Dubai if they want to keep their money hidden. People there tend to ask few questions when you're buying an apartment or property. The financial system is purposely opaque. And in the case of the Kinahans, crucially, there's no standing extradition treaties with many Western countries, including Ireland and the US. So it's not hard to see why they relocated there from Spain in the mid-2010s. Mm.
I know it's extremely warm there in the summer, but of course the whole world of Dubai is air-conditioned, so they can live in relative comfort. What about the extent of their property empire? How much is known? How many properties do they have? And why are they selling off?
So what we found was shortly after they relocated there and relocated their public business interests there, and this was just the start of the Hutch-Kinahan feud. So, you know, there would have been a target on their back, both from their gangland enemies and the authorities. So they relocated everything to Dubai and pretty much immediately started buying up property. Daniel Kinahan bought an apartment or an office space in the X3 tower in central Dubai. And that's where he based a lot of his quote unquote legitimate business interests, all of which have now been shuttered after the sanctions. Things like Duke of Shoe Trading and MTK Global were all based in this office space. He bought that for just under €200,000, which was a bargain given it had gone for a lot higher than that just a few years previously. And then they soon, in the name of Daniel Kinahan's wife, Kiva Robinson, is a 42-year-old from Darndale who married Kinahan in 2017. She started buying up a lot of residential properties. There was a four-bedroom luxury apartment in a place called Elite Residences. And that absolutely vast apartment, which overlooks the kind of palm tree development they have there that I'm sure everyone's familiar with. There was a villa in Parkway Vistas, six-bedroom, 1,200 square feet, and another much bigger one in the Emirates Hills. And this is where all the really high flyers live, the Mugabes and the Andrew Tate lived there. That was 2,200 square meters, indoor and outdoor pools, internal elevator, parking for six cars. Just kind of has to be seen to be believed. You can see the footprint on Google Maps, and it's absolutely vast. But then the sanctions hit in April 2022. The US Treasury Department announced sweeping sanctions targeting the three leaders of the Kinahan cartel, Christopher Daniel and Christopher Jr.
as well as other associates, not, I should say, Kiva Robinson, who's not herself suspected of any organised crime activity. And then what we saw is these one by one, these apartments and villas started to be sold, often for massive profits. So that Emirates Hill one I was talking about, that was bought for about 6 million a few years previously. And then it was recently sold for almost 12 million. So that's basically a 6 million euro profit. Another villa was sold with about 1 million euro profit. And on the other end of the scale, they sold that apartment for about 120 grand. Okay. Now, Daniel Kinnan has been trying to sell his office, but he can't because it's tied up in all legal proceedings.
Now this is Connor, this gets to the nub of the matter, that if you've got physical assets, whether it's a boat, a car, an apartment, a house, a villa, those things can be seized. They're visible and they can be frozen, if not actually taken by the authorities if they've a mind to. If you cash them in and you go liquid, well, you can buy crypto, you can hide the money in any number of banks in sunny places for shady people. So it's that kind of liquidity one suspects they're trying to achieve. But where will they go if the net closes in on them in Dubai, even though they've riches beyond the dreams of avarice? Where would they go? Where would they be safe?
That's the million-dollar question. It's been reported that they've already left Dubai for places like Iran and elsewhere. Gardaí are certain that's not true, that they're still there. The leadership is still there. As you said, they've riches beyond belief. You know, these properties I'm talking about represent the very tip of the iceberg. Gardaí investigation or international police investigation a few years ago estimated the property worth about 800 or 750 to 800 million worldwide. So as you said, liquidating all this stuff, having the assets in an easy accessible form, would be beneficial to them if they do have to quickly up sticks. But their options are very limited because no one wants the Kinnahans on their doorstep. It brings unwanted pressure. Iran has been touted as a possible destination. Places like Yemen, Afghanistan, even North Korea and Russia have been all speculated about. But I'd be reluctant to guess where they're going to go, but their options are very limited. Yeah. You know, even those countries probably don't want the hassle of the Kinnahans on their doorstep.
Well, if they went to Russia, the living is good there in spite of all the sanctions. You can buy your Ferraris and so on, evading the sanctions. You can live really well in Moscow. But of course, you'd be rubbing shoulders with some very dangerous people in Moscow. Maybe that's not for them. Anyway, Connor, you're writing about all of this in a very comprehensive report in today's Irish Times. Connor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent for that paper.
Now, the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.